This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 11th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is sunny and warm, perfect for outdoor activities in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. As night falls, temperatures will remain mild, offering a pleasant evening for all. Here are today's headlines. First, missiles launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight. The IDF reveals over 18,000 bombs dropped and 4,000 targets hit during Operation Roaring Lion, according to I-24 News from earlier today. Also, Hezbollah steps up rocket fire on northern Israel. Rocket sirens sounded in Nahariya and Safed as five IDF divisions pressed deeper into southern Lebanon, reports Ynet from this morning. Also this hour, a report in Lebanon suggests a ceasefire will begin in the morning. The Lebanese newspaper Al-Nashra claims a principled ceasefire would start soon, as reported by Mariv just minutes ago. Separately, Trump's peace board faces a cash crunch, stalling a Gaza plan. Sources indicate that funding remains below $1 billion, says the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. And finally, a Palestinian NGO linked to a terror group shuts down after 35 years. Defense for Children International, Palestine, cites Israeli restrictions, according to JNS reporting from earlier today. From X, the latest. Israel Hayom, an Israeli news outlet, posted just minutes ago that Iran has lost a critical wartime capability. Eli Yacobi posted just minutes ago, highlighting Iran's surprising nomination to a UN committee focused on women's rights, human rights, disarmament, and counterterrorism. Ayal Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reports that U.S. officials say additional fighter jets have arrived in the Middle East. Thousands of troops are expected in the coming days. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the missile strikes from Lebanon. Overnight, central Israel came under attack. The IDF disclosed their response, titled Operation Roaring Lion, has seen significant military action with over 18,000 bombs dropped. This operation aims to weaken Iran's influence in the region, impacting regional security. Turning to Hezbollah's increased rocket fire. This morning, northern Israel faced heightened tensions as sirens blared in several cities. The IDF's response involves advancing five divisions into southern Lebanon. This escalation affects civilian safety and regional stability. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, a ceasefire may soon take effect. The Lebanese newspaper Al-Nashra reports a potential ceasefire following recent discussions. If implemented, this could bring temporary relief to the conflict-weary populations on both sides. On the diplomatic front, Trump's Gaza peace initiative faces financial difficulties. The Jerusalem Post reveals a significant funding shortfall exacerbated by current regional conflicts. This stall may delay peace efforts, affecting diplomatic relations and regional peace prospects. And finally, the closure of a Palestinian NGO linked to a terror group marks a significant shift. Following Israeli restrictions, this organization has ceased operations. This development could alter humanitarian efforts and political dynamics in the region. On the economic front, first, Israel Aerospace Industries is nearing a $30 billion IPO. The government supports CEO Boaz Levy for the chairman role, potentially ending an 18-month delay, reports CTEC. Separately, the Bit payment app of Bank Hapoalim will increase its fees again. Customers receiving over 25,000 shekels annually will see higher charges, according to Walla Business. And finally, a $25 million Nazi-looted masterpiece will return to its rightful heirs. After an 11-year legal battle, a New York court ruled in favor of the Jewish families. This decision, reported by Ynet Business, closes a long chapter of restitution. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.